This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A statement on the Internet claims responsibility for the killing of another American hostage in Iraq. There has been no confirmation yet of the claim. The statement promises video footage to come soon. Yesterday, an Internet video showed a masked man, believed to be Jordanian-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, beheading American Eugene Armstrong. Mr. Armstrong, along with the second American, Jack Hensley, and British citizen Kenneth Bigley, were kidnapped in Baghdad last week. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us on the line from the Iraqi capital now. And Peter, is there any reason to doubt the claim on the Internet?
Sadly, no. The pattern is familiar enough. First, this statement, which is on a website that has proved accurate in the past. It's been used by Islamist groups. We've also had a second statement, apparently from the group itself, led by Musab al-Zarqawi. And as you said, there's a video to be released. If it's the same as the previous ones, it will show a masked man reading a statement condemning the U.S. and the Iraqi government and then making demands and then carrying out a killing. There was a 48-hour deadline before Eugene Armstrong was killed yesterday, then a 24-hour deadline for the second American hostage, Jack Hensley. Now it seems the group, in one of the statements, says Britain must do what's necessary to free British civilian Kenneth Bigley, but this time there doesn't appear to be a time-specific deadline, at least that we've seen so far.
People at the Central Intelligence Agency seem confident that Musab al-Zarqawi himself committed yesterday's killing of Eugene Armstrong. What is that confidence based on?
It appears that it could only be based on voice analysis. The same masked man who reads out the statement on the Armstrong video then commits the killing. The CIA seems confident that the voice on that tape is that of Musab al-Zarqawi. The agency made a similar statement in May after the videotaped beheading of American businessman Nicholas Berg.
Today's statement says that the third hostage, the Briton, Kenneth Bigley, will be killed unless all Iraqi women held by U.S. forces in Iraq are released. What can you tell us about these Iraqi female prisoners?
Well, what we've been hearing most about them are their nicknames given to them by the U.S., Dr. Germ and Mrs. Anthrax. Dr. Germ's real name is Reha Murshid Taha. According to reports at the time of her arrest here last May, May of 2003, she's former director of Saddam Hussein's bacterial and biological program. Also arrested that same month, Huda Amash. She was number 53 on the U.S.'s wanted list, the only woman on that list. She was a senior biological weapons scientist. Some believe she helped rebuild Saddam's biological weapons program after the first Gulf War. Her ties to the regime seem quite strong but also complicated. There are persistent reports that in 1983 Saddam ordered her father executed. As far as we can tell from the public record, neither woman has acknowledged that Iraq possessed any biological or chemical weapons since their arrest. Both say they were destroyed well before the U.S.-led invasion.
Now, these kidnappings come amid a severe spike in violence in Iraq. Fair to say this adds to the questions about whether the security situation can be brought under control anytime soon?
Questions are definitely being raised at an increasing level. There's concern on a qualitative level, especially for foreigners, about the methods being used by kidnappers, for instance. But just the sheer numbers, 30 car bombings so far this month, a huge death toll, as often is the case, dominated by Iraqi fatalities. Certainly the grieving of families here in Iraq and in the U.S. Is remarkable.
Okay, thank you, Peter. NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Baghdad.